It's curtain time at the Globe Theater. Time now for another performance at the Globe Theater. And here is your host and master of ceremonies, Jack Tierney, to tell you about the play.
Hello there. Well, it's laughing time at the Globe Theater today. Our play has no other purpose than to make you smile, chuckle, or if you feel so inclined, give out with a good big guffaw. Our story is about a cowboy on a western ranch who never did see a woman who was half as good looking as his horse. That is, until the new schoolmarm arrived. Even then, he maintained that no man would permit a woman to rope him into marriage. It was always a man's job to chase the woman. Well, that's one man's opinion, of course. We'll see. The title of our play is You Can't Have Cake and Eat It. And our stars are Nancy Coleman from the screen and Bill Goodwin from radio. Oh, yes, and James Wallington is here, too. In fact, he'll set the scene for us. Okay, Jimmy, take it from here.
Autumn sun smiles gently down on a western ranch house, pauses, then slips behind a mountain range. In the ranch corral, wise old cow ponies nod to themselves, half sleeping, half awake. From a distant pasture comes the soft lowing of bedding cattle. And in the ranch house itself, Babe Storm and his two sisters, Rafe and Orpah, add their bit to this peaceful pastoral.
Now, Babe, that ain't no way for a grown man to act.
Ah.
Babe. But this ain't being reasonable.
Ah.
Wendy!
Yes'm?
Stop, Babe, from breaking them dishes.
You keep out of this, Wendy. These are as much my dishes as they are Rakes and Orphers. And I can break them if I want.
Now, see here, Babe.
And as long as they keep trying to marry me off to everything that comes along in skirts, I'm gonna want.
Well, admitting it ain't none of my business, Babe, but what's all the shooting about this time?
They got another schoolmarm after me.
She's a real nice girl, Wendy. Pretty, too.
You and Rach think any female who don't chew tobacco in the house is a real nice girl. And if her mustache don't cover her chin, she's pretty.
Well, you're awful choosy, Babe.
No, it ain't that, Rach. The trouble with Babe is, he's always trying to compare women with horses. And there just ain't many women that can stand that kind of competition.
What do you mean, huh?
Just what I said, huh? You and Rach have been throwing girls at me for 5 years, and I'm getting...
4 years.
Five. The first two you spent dragging all the local talent out here. Then when I wouldn't fall for any of them, you put up a schoolhouse just so you could bring in school moms and have them live with us.
We promised Ma and Pa that we'd see you married, Babe. And Rach and me intend to keep that promise.
Over my dead body. I'm going to head out for the line cabin and stay there till this school... Why should I wait to see her? She won't be half as pretty as my horse. Horn-rimmed glasses, skinny, bow-legged.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Probably suffering from adenoids. Huh?
I didn't mean to intrude. The door was open, so I walked in. I'm Jean in the kitchen. She's the new teacher we've been telling you about, Babe.
She is.
And this is our brother, Babe, Jeanie. How do you do?
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, ma'am. I mean, gosh, you're almost as pretty as my horse.
Your what?
My horse. Your hair's the same color, and, well, I guess just about everything's the same.
That's a compliment, Jeanie.
Yeah, Babe loves horses.
For a second, I didn't feel very flattered.
Well, you sure should. There ain't many people make me think of horses.
Oh.
Well, that is not the way you do.
Thank you.
I can't get over the resemblance. The small ankles, the big eyes, and that hair. Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Why didn't you and Rach tell me she was going to look like this? I got to go shave. Wendy, I'm in a tub of butter.
What happened?
Chocolate cake.
Huh?
When you and I come back from riding line, I went into the kitchen to get a drink of buttermilk, and Jeanie was in there making a chocolate cake for supper.
Yeah?
Well, she just finished icing it, and she gave me the icing bowl and spoon to lick, and...
Well, I'll be blasted. Seduced by a chocolate cake.
Huh?
what won't them women think of me?
Oh, it wasn't Jeannie's fault. What happened, I mean?
What did happen?
Well, first she smiled at me.
Yeah.
And then she walked out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And went to her room.
And then?
Then I ate the chocolate cake.
Oh. Then what happened?
Well, what could happen? I ran out of the house. I guess the only thing I can do now is apologize.
Why should you?
Well, I suppose you're wondering why I asked you to come out here on the porch.
Well, I imagine it has something to do with the disappearance of my chocolate cake.
How'd you know?
It wasn't hard to deduce. After all, you haven't paid much attention to me since I arrived.
Well, that just ain't true.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you sure ought to. I've been done nothing but pay attention to you.
You certainly have managed to keep it well hidden.
Well, it ain't my fault. You ain't even so much as looked at me.
That certainly isn't true, babe. You haven't made a move that I haven't noticed.
Honest?
Cross my heart. I can close my eyes right now and see that slow smile breaking across your face. And the little boy look round your eyes and colic that won't stay combed.
Gosh, you make me sound like Andy Devine.
Well, what's Andy Devine got that you haven't?
Well, when you say it that way, nothing.
Can you see me when you close your eyes, babe?
I ain't been able to see anything else for 3 weeks. Can't even see horses no more.
Really?
Honest engine. Everywhere I go, everything I do, I just keep seeing you and... Well, doggone it, Jeannie. Will you marry me and put me out of my misery?
Of course I'll marry you, babe.
You will?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. Now I have put my foot in it. Hey, how much longer do you think I'll have to hide out up here in the line cabin, Wendy?
About 5 minutes.
Huh? Only been here a week.
I know. But if my eyes ain't a fool me, here comes Jeannie riding up the trail.
Riding up? Let me see. Gee, Willikins, Rach and Orpha must have sent her up here.
You didn't think they'd let you get away without a marrying the gal, did you?
Well, I ain't gonna do it. She tricked me into proposing to her, but she ain't ever gonna trap me into marrying her.
Uh-huh.
Of all the low-down ornery tricks, trailing a man 20 miles.
Right, that's supper time, too, so you'll have to ask her to stay.
Well, I won't do it. Hey, where are you going?
Away. I'm too tender-hearted to stand around and watch you being massacred.
Hello, babe.
Hello, Jeannie.
Quite a climb up here.
Uh-huh. You know, it'd been easier on the horse and you, too, if you'd taken your ride just around down in the valley.
Oh, I suppose. But I didn't come just for the ride, babe.
Oh?
I came about our engagement.
Well, I was afraid of that. Well, I mean, I'm glad you did. That's exactly what I want to talk about. Now, look here,
wait,
Jeannie.
Wait, babe.
Yeah?
I'm sorry to have to tell you this, babe, but... Well, I never did intend to marry you.
What?
I never did intend to marry you.
Well, if that ain't just like a woman. If you didn't intend to marry me, why'd you say yes in the first place?
Well, I don't know, babe. You see, you'd eaten the chocolate cake and you were so anxious to make up for it. Now,
oh, that's right. Blame it all on me.
I'm not blaming it all on you. It's a beautiful night and... Why? I'm afraid you have a way of making girls forget anything but you when they're with you, babe.
Well, if this ain't a fine, how do you do? A man begins planning his whole life around a woman, and then for no reason at all, she says, sorry, babe, I changed my mind. We're not engaged.
Oh, but I have a reason, a good reason.
What is it?
Pete, you see, after you left and I was by myself, I had a chance to remember my promise to Pete.
Who's Pete?
School superintendent back in my hometown in Kansas. We've been engaged for... Years.
Well, I'll be doggone.
We've always talked about getting married after I'd had my fling at teaching, and, well, I've had it now, and I'm going home to marry Pete.
Well, what happens to me?
Oh, be honest, Dave, you didn't really want to marry me.
Well, now, see here, don't try and make out that this is my idea. I asked you to marry me, as long as I was hooked. I mean, well, I don't know how you can say things like that. How'd you know I didn't really want to get married?
Oh, Rachel, Orpha dropped a few hints, and... Then when a man rides away and hides from his new fiancée for a whole week without even leaving word as to where he's gone, well...
Oh. Well, I was just about to get supper when you rode up.
Yes?
Well, that is, do you know how to make biscuits?
Oh, sort of. I had no idea you'd want me to. You know, most men seem to think that if a girl tries to be helpful, she's chasing them. You know, the old see how domestic I am approach.
They do?
Are you sure you don't feel that way?
Oh, of course not. Why should I? After all, you're engaged to another fella. I don't have to worry about you no more.
That's right. I'd almost forgotten.
Forgotten, Pete?
I told you that you make a girl forget things.
Well, look, you start getting things ready for supper, and I'll go fetch some water. Oh, gee, I reckon that's about the best supper I ever ate, Jeannie.
Well, maybe we can do it again sometime. I'd like to get a lot of practice before I go back to marry Pete.
Oh, yeah, Pete. What kind of hombre is this Pete?
Oh, he's a grand person.
Mm-hmm. What would he think if he knew that I'd asked you to marry me and you'd said yes?
Nothing. He's very broad-minded.
What if he figures we're, attracted to each other?
Oh, he wouldn't. But if he did, I could assure him that no girl could ever mean as much to you as a horse. Couldn't I?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Anyway, Pete isn't a bit jealous.
I see. Now, look, didn't you feel nothing? I mean, any interest in me?
Oh, of course I did. I was terribly sorry for you. I could see how your sisters were treating you, throwing women at your head endlessly. No wonder you hate women.
Oh, I don't hate women.
You don't?
No, why should I hate women? I'm not married.
Oh.
No, I don't hate women, but...
Yes?
You know, for no reason at all, I think I'm beginning to hate Pete.
I'll tell you, babe, you're the luckiest man I ever known.
I am?
Why, sure. Why, there ain't one sucker in a thousand that gets the hook stuck in his mouth like you did and gets away.
Well, now, wait a minute. Jeannie's got a lot of good qualities.
Oh, them's the very worst kind.
What do you mean?
Well, if they got good qualities, they expect you to have them. And if you ain't got them, they try to give them to you.
Well, why? If they don't like you the way you are, why do they marry you?
Well, as near as I can figure it out, it's the same principle that makes them move all the furniture around just after everything is comfortable.
Well, do you think Jeannie'd try and reform me, Wendy?
Will a fish swim?
Well, now, you've got to admit that she has never chased me the way the others did.
Oh, that don't prove nothing. Except that maybe she's a mite smarter than the others. Probably setting a trap.
No, I don't think so. She had plenty of chance last night to act coy and helpless, and, well, she treated me just like I was another woman.
She what?
Well, like she was another man then. Only that night on the porch when I asked her to marry me, I kissed her. And,
you didn't.
Yes, I did, and she didn't act like she was another man then. You know, Wendy, I think I'd better go down to the schoolhouse.
Come in. Well, babe, I thought you were staying up at the cabin.
Well, I was, Jeannie, but I got to thinking that now that we're, well, disengaged, there ain't any reason for my hiding out, and... Hey... This is quite a school you have here.
Haven't you ever been in it before?
You're the first school mom I ain't been afraid of.
Is that because I'm not chasing you?
Well, partly that, and partly because...
Yes?
Well, partly because you're you. Man can feel relaxed around you.
Is that a compliment?
Why, of course it's a compliment.
Well, I'm not so sure. I've always understood that a man prefers a girl who's exciting.
Who told you that? Pete?
Who? Oh, Pete. Yes, he told me.
Well, he just don't know.
Oh, Pete's very understanding. But he is. He knows how to make a girl feel she's important. Of course, he's much different than you.
Well, I should hope.
Naturally. Isn't as big or as strong as you are, babe, but...
How many kids does he want?
What?
How many kids does he want?
Well, we haven't ever discussed it.
Well, why not? If I was ever going to get married. Which, of course, I'm not. I'd want 6 or 7 kids, and I'd want to know how the girl felt about it, too.
Oh?
How many kids would you want?
Oh, about 6 or 7.
I thought you would. Now, what happens if Pete don't want any kids? What'll you do then?
Well, I really don't know, but... Well, I'm sure Pete'll want whatever I want. He isn't afraid of marriage and its responsibilities like some people.
Oh. Well, I guess that's all I needed to find out. So long, Jeannie. I'll see you later. Maybe.
Comanche's really a fine horse, babe. Thank you for letting me ride him.
Well, he needed the exercise.
Oh, babe.
What's wrong?
Everything. Can't you ever sound the least tiny little bit romantic?
I suppose Pete does.
He would if he were here.
Well, if he's so perfect, why don't you go home and marry him? Well, why don't you?
Maybe I'm afraid to.
What, afraid to marry him?
No, afraid to go home, I mean. You see, I haven't heard from Pete in weeks and weeks.
You haven't?
Not a line.
Well, gee, then, why don't you forget him and... Well, why don't you forget him?
Oh, well, I couldn't do that, Dave.
Why not?
Well, I want to get married and, well...
Well, you could marry me.
Well, no, babe. I'd always feel that way back in your mind you might think I tricked you into it.
Well, but that ain't so.
That wouldn't make any difference if you thought so, babe. No, I guess I'll have to marry Pete. Or... Well, I guess I'll have to marry Pete.
Sounds pretty silly to me.
Well, but it isn't, babe. Anyway, I'm sure Pete will do the right thing.
Huh?
I said I'm sure Pete will do the right thing. You see... Well, I know you understand, Dave.
Yeah, I understand. I understand plenty. Those were her exact words, Wendy. I'm sure Pete'll do the right thing.
Well, ain't nothing you can do about it.
The heck there ain't. I'm going to take a trip back to Jeannie's hometown and have a good heart-to-heart talk with this Pete guy. When I get through with him,
he'll
either come out here and do the right thing by Jeannie, or he won't be in no condition to do anything.
But what if Jeannie don't want you to interfere?
She ain't going
to
know anything about it.
Huh? Well, how are you going to go all the way to Kansas and back without her knowing you're gone?
Because you're going to tell her I've gone back to the line cabin.
I am.
You certainly are. You tell her I went up there to track down a mountain cat that's been killing calves or something. And when I get back with Pete, we can give her a real surprise.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me I heard someplace, don't never surprise a woman. But there ain't no point in lighting up at the cabin, Miss Jeannie. When Babe get the hold of whatever it is he's after, he'll come back.
I suppose you're right, Wendy, but it certainly seems lonely around here without him, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
It'll be a week tomorrow since he left.
Uh-huh.
It seems strange that Babe didn't tell Orphan Rach that he was going hunting. Do you suppose he's hiding from me?
Why should he be hiding from you? Why, he knows you're promised to that there peach seller.
Well, that's true, and... Wendy, can you keep a secret?
Why, sure.
There isn't any peach fella, Wendy.
I didn't think that. What?
I don't know anyone named Pete.
But the things you've been telling, Dave, all that about Pete'd probably do the right thing and everything.
Well, I was just trying to prod Dave into taking some action.
Well, you done that all right.
Do you really think so, Wendy?
I'm positive.
Well, when do you think we'll see any results?
Just as soon as Babe comes back. If he ever does come back.
There ain't nothing wrong with your teaching, Jeannie.
It's just that it don't look as though you're the one to catch Babe.
So we gotta find some new bait.
I see. Well, I'm very sorry. When do you want me to leave?
Well, we got the new schoolmarm coming in next Monday, and we thought if you could arrange to leave over the weekend, that it'd be better for
us. Rich, awful, Wendy. Where is everybody?
In here, babe. Something wrong?
Oh, no. Nothing at all. I just been played for the biggest sucker that... Oh, so you're still here.
Yes, Dave, but don't worry. I'm leaving Saturday.
Leaving Saturday, huh? Where are you going, back home to marry Pete?
What? Yes.
Well, good luck to you both.
Thank you, Dave.
Only for your information, there ain't no Pete.
What? Did Wendy tell you after promising to keep it a secret?
Wendy told me nothing. I ain't seen Wendy since I got back from Kansas.
From where?
You heard me. Kansas. I went all the way back there to have a talk with Pete and make him come out here and do the right thing. Then when I get back to your hometown, I find out there ain't no such guy as Pete. Never was.
You went all the way back there just for me?
Yeah. Wasn't I a prize sucker?
Oh, babe, if I'd only known.
Will you two stop talking in circles? What's going on here?
You gals keep out of this. I just wanted Jeannie to know that I knew there wasn't any guy named Pete before...
Before what, babe?
Well, before I marry you.
Marry me? You mean it, babe?
I never meant anything so much in my life, Jeannie.
Oh, babe.
After all, I spent too much money on that trip to Kansas not to have something to show for it. Besides, it's time you and Rach and Orpha and every other female found out that the woman don't live who can catch a man. The man always catches the woman.
Thank you, Nancy Coleman and Bill Goodwin, for a swell performance. Well, audience, that was a successful blending, taking Nancy Coleman from the movies and teaming her with radio's Bill Goodwin. As a cowboy, Bill is also an excellent radio announcer, or vice versa. And Nancy makes a pretty swell schoolteacher, Well, we have to go now. Until it's curtain time again at the Globe Theater, this is Jack Kearney, your host, saying goodbye and good luck. At the Globe Theater with Jack Kearney as your host and master of ceremonies. There'll be another play at the Globe Theater soon. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.